course, if you take the stand of timber, back in those days, most of it was above 12 inches in diameter anyhow, so when you cut it, it didn't leave much out there to grow. And then back in the early 40s, we decided that that wasn't the right thing to do. So we made a survey of all the company's lands at that time and decided that we had enough timber to go into what we call a selective cutting. Instead of cutting all of the trees, we go in with our paint guns and mark the trees to be cut, take out the ones that had a little deformity to it, a little bit of disease, or if it's too thick a stand, pick some out where it would leave a good spacing of the trees where it would grow better. Call that selective cutting. Well, we did that from the early, speaking mainly of the company, from the early 40s up until the company merged with Southwestern Timber Company and East Texas Pulp and Paper Company in 1972. They, at that time, were doing a lot of clear cutting and planting. You go in and cut everything off the tract of land. You clear it and pile up brush and burn it, and then they replant it. Well, we had never done any of that, and Mr. Temple was kind of against it, and I was too. We didn't think it was the right thing to do, but anyhow, that was the trend. And when the merger went on, we decided we'd do some of it too. So we started doing some clear cutting planting, but we were still doing some selective cutting too on certain tracts. But the majority is clear cutting planting. So that's a far cry from what we were doing back in the early days when we were selective cutting in there on everything. However, it turned out to be real good. The only trouble of it is, if you didn't have much of a timber stand to start with, it took a long time to get everything back because you had to get your young seedling started. And if you didn't have a good seed crop one year, you just lost it. But if you went in there and planted it, you know, by machine or hand, well, then you had the seedlings to start with. So there's two ways to look at it. If you clear cut and plant and you wish to have a hard, dry summer, a drought, all your seedlings will die. Then you've lost a year and you have to go back and do that again next year, which gets pretty expensive. But then on the other hand, if you cut, you don't get the seed crop, all you've got left is those trees that you didn't cut. Well, one, you know, they're both, you have to use both. Surveying practice is about the same. You know, back then, we used to use an old compass on the Jacob's staff that was about 5 inches deep with uprights on it. You set your compass point down the line, take your bearing, and that's what you were doing your first survey. Now they have these sophisticated instruments where you don't even have to chain it with a chain. You know, you've got a laser bar. Well, it gets way down the line there. You sight it with that instrument, and you can take your reading off of that bar. It tells you how many feet down the line you are. You don't even have to measure it. So that is really improved too over the old-fashioned survey. This surveying has come a long way in the last 30, 40 years. And I guess it continues to improve. So much easier now than it was back in our early days. We had to drag a chain, use a compass, and chop it out with a machete and all that kind of stuff. It was hard work, but we didn't know any better. We thought it was good as you could get.
Are you happy with the choices you have made in the past?
Yeah, sure am. guess we all made some mistakes back in the early days, but all in all, I've been happy with my work, even though a lot of times it was hard work. I haven't regretted any of it. I had to do over. I suppose I got everything.
Okay, I thank you for allowing me to interview you.
Happy to do it. If you think of something else later on, but
is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, only that I've enjoyed my retirement so far. We talked about goals. I've always wanted to travel. And wife and I have a lot of travel since I retired, and expect to do a whole lot more provided our health hasn't changed the way it was. So we've seen a lot of country. We've been to China, Japan, Europe a couple of times, and several cruises in the Caribbean, you name it, and in Australia and so forth. And we've seen country that we've always wanted to see. We really enjoyed that. And we also have a 32-foot travel trailer we pulled it all over the United States and Canada. That too. So, all in all, we've had it real good, real close.
Okay. Thank you again.
Okay, you're welcome.